Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Wow, she's got it.
Well, we've got the girl on. Well, we got the girls on tonight on the show, and we have Christina. Of course, I love your music that you choose, Christina. You know what I mean, Christina.
Thank you so much. I also actually love this old vibe. It's kind of cool.
Yeah,
we've got it. It has more soul.
Yes, exactly. So that's Venus. Mm-hmm. And so you know that we're going to be talking. We've got Sandra Jennings here, our astrologer. We're going to be talking about astrology.
Absolutely, because we're looking at the Taurus new moon, and Taurus is ruled by Venus. So okay. Venus is prominent this time of the month.
Oh, my God. So she's right on. And, of course, my co-host tonight is the one and only Maria Orozco.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
And on May 17th, we're going to promote that a little bit. May 17th is Chicks and Chaps, which is one of my favorite events of the year. That is a luncheon, Think Pink luncheon that is, we've got Dr. Lauren Strickland, who is a breast oncology surgeon at Valor, who will be the keynote speaker, and Maria Orozco is going to be speaking as well. It's chock full of, a wonderful time. Tickets are sold out, but we're still, there may be a few that they're going to sell at the door. It's just that the ones that are coming in late will not be able to get the attached rodeo tickets to them for that night. But, so we also have, Serena Carice, who, is calling in, and she's going to be the entertainment for that afternoon. But let's, so she's on the phone. Okay, she's working right now, so thanks for stepping back. Let's get a little snippet of Serena. Christina, can you play a little bit of her song? One of her songs? All right, she's got it going on, Serena. Hey, thanks for calling
in. Hello.
How are you tonight?
I am so good. It's so good to talk to you and hear your voice.
You're so sweet. I loved your energy last year when you sang the national anthem. And so this year they gave this thing to me at the last minute and said, do you think you can help? Mm-hmm. And so, of course, I thought, if Serena could do it again. So you're going to be doing... You're bringing a guitar player in from Red Bluff. Let's hear a little bit of what you've got planned for May 17th with the music part of our luncheon.
Well, we're doing an hour of our acoustic set, and we're mostly focusing on, like, the 90s female country music, so all of the great 90s country anthems that everyone loves, and y'all can... And I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a little more intimate than the full band with just having me in the acoustic, but it's going to be great.
You know, what's really wonderful, though, is that that's part of it. When you think about your repertoire, if you're just going to have a guitar player or you're singing a cappella like that night, you're going to be doing the national anthem. Now, last year, you had your wonderful fiddle player with you.
Yes, she's amazing,
and she's award-winning and travels around the world, and she was fantastic. But since you're in town, you're doing that, we just said, please stay over, and so you will fill the stadium, I am sure of it, with your beauty and your voice.
Oh, I'm definitely looking forward to it, and I appreciate you always thinking about me, and I just love the rodeo scene, and I am super excited to be a part of the Chicks and Chaps luncheon this year, and I know quite a lot of people going to that, so it's just going to be pretty much getting together with friends and having a good time, and it's going to be great.
Yeah, I have people that are gals that are going this year that have heard about it but have never been, so I'm looking forward to it because it's a new location. It's still on the rodeo grounds, but we're under a tent. We're over by the cantina, which is going to be great.
Okay.
Round tables, the whole, like a whole different kind of vibe. We're out of the flats. So out of the flats and the round tables. So, anyway, we just came out of that whole, trailer thing. Hey, yeah. So Serena, your band, tell people about, you've got so many gigs coming up.
Yeah, so we're just hitting the road running with this. Pretty much after, so I have next weekend off, and then after that we're pretty much playing every weekend. We're a four-piece band, so it's me, guitar, drums, and bass, and we're playing pretty much every weekend outside of town. We only have a few local shows, so we're excited to do the ones that we do have here, but we're going to South Lake Tahoe, Carson City, Reno, Penryn, all those areas. So.
So when you travel with the band, are you vanning it?
You know, I would actually be okay with that. And now that I'm doing it more often, that may not be such a bad idea. That way we don't have to get hotels, but sometimes the venues provide accommodations. So that definitely helps.
Well, fantastic. You know, Maria Orozco, from, Wind River is, and Redding Rancheria is here tonight. And I'm not sure if you've ever performed at, in one of the lounges there. But you would be a wonderful addition. So with Maria,
yeah, that would be so fun.
Yeah, and she's going to be a guest speaker for Chicks and Chaps. So she gets to see you and hear you and feel you. Yeah.
Oh, yay!
All right. So congratulations.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'm definitely looking forward to playing some local shows, and hope to catch everyone else at some other shows if they're out of town. You know, we're playing quite a bit. So yeah.
What do you do at the Castle Lounge?
I am a bartender here at the Castle, and then my husband and I, some of y'all know him, Lance Michael Cornwell, we have our karaoke business here, but since we're busy on the weekends, we hire a girl to run it for us on the weekends. But this is just our home base bar here, so.
So we're like, sitting here saying, oh my God, like, oh my God, what are the nights of the karaoke?
Yes.
I haven't done it forever. What's nice about it?
Oh, yeah. Linda, girl, you got to come out.
Margaritas, not too many because we're driving, but margaritas and fun without being judged. Okay, Maria, it's a deal.
It's a deal.
Okay, without being judged.
I mean, I love to karaoke.
Oh, I haven't done it probably
Thursday.
Since. Thursdays?
Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays.
Okay. Oh. So we'll have to do a Thursday night because you need to be there.
Yeah. If y'all come out, I will be here.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We love it. And, you know, Christina, our producer tonight, she knows you. And she said, oh, is that Serena? Yes, with Castle Ball. Yes. So great. All right. So we'll be seeing you soon, but we'll be seeing you for sure May 17th at the Chicks and Chaps event. Thanks for calling in to promote.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and I just adore you and appreciate you so much. So we'll talk soon.
Thank you. I love
it. All right. Bye.
Thanks. Do we have a love fest going on here?
Sounds like it.
Yeah. It's okay. 6:13 at night. This is North State Now. I didn't get to introduce myself. This is Linda Bott. We're here with Sondra Jennings. We're going to be going over astrology. And Maria Orozco, with a career spanning almost 30 years at Wind River Resort and Casino. I'm proud to call her my friend. She's the daughter of Jose and Yvonne Orozco, mommy of Gabriella, grandma to Gabrielle. On the 17th, she's going to be talking about her health journey and her mother's health journey and how that all combines into what it is to really pay attention and be open about where you've been, where you're going. And, of course, the Chicks and Chaps event is all about breast cancer awareness. All the funds stay local. That's a really big deal. It's all volunteer. Nobody's getting any money. It goes all for people in need. So with Maria here, she's navigated various roles with the casino, including pull tabs. You were talking about that earlier, cage, coin, master purchasing. All of these events through years that she has been in the building of this wonderful organization that does so much for the community. She's a proud member of the Pitt River Nation from the Maui Band, and she loves in believing and giving to every task, which I've known you for how many years now, and you are all in. If Maria's name is on it, she's all in. One of her biggest achievements, which I'm so proud of you for, was earning your bachelor's degree in 2014. Congrats, girl.
Yes, thank you. That was amazing, having my grandson that first year and helping my daughter out, and he slept with grandma, so when he went to sleep, I was busy on the computer finishing that bachelor's degree, and I did it under the amount of time that I needed to do it.
I am so proud of it. And of course, because that's who you are.
Yeah.
Do you display that certificate proudly in your home or in your office?
It's in my office.
Okay.
Yes, but I have a duplicate also, so my grandson, Gabriel, can see it and know that he will surpass his grandma.
I like that, and he mm-hmm. will.
He will.
He's a little dude that is so full of life, and he has been on the show with you before.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for also your friendships and the opportunities for growth that you've given other people, because the Redding Rancheria Community Fund is honor-driven.
Yes, 100%.
And on that note, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Maria, and we've already talked with Serena, and we're going to get into some astrology here with Sandra.
Thank you so much. Yep. I'm ready to tell
you
about it.
I tell you what, girl, are you like snapping at the bit or what?
Yeah.
Or is that called chomping at the bit?
That's what I'm doing. I'm biting the microphone.
All right, we'll be right back.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Experience for the first time glowing wild an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26th, 2024, Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
I think this is one of of my favorite James Bond songs. Outside of Goldfinger, I think that's one of my favorites. Can't you just hit?
It hits the soul. It hits the soul.
Have you ever seen Adele?
I have never. That's a bucket list.
Okay. Let's start saving money.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I have friends that have gone to see her twice, and they just said, you have no idea. You just have no idea. It was like, when Celine Dion started at Caesars.
Yeah. Caesars.
Did you see her with the big band? She did like two or three different. She did one that would have been with the big band, and then one that it was the guy who created Cirque du Soleil.
It was my 40th birthday, so it was 10 years ago.
Okay.
Wow. And I saw her. She was epic.
Epic.
Tears just come down because you know those songs, and when she hits those notes and she makes you just fall into her concert, and you're with her voice and her heart. Amazing.
Yeah.
Music has a tremendous effect on people, whether they know it or not. It hits your soul in places nothing else can.
I really believe in tonality.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I know when I go out with my horse, that sometimes if she's uppity, I hum and then
beautiful.
Start to tap her head.
Nice.
Like, I know it's a weird thing. Nobody ever taught me that. But then I can kind of match. Then she feels me. And I know this is really weird, but I really believe in tone.
Oh, sure. And that tapping, that clears the energy in the nervous system. Mm. So it's very good. It's calming. So you did that instinctively. You knew that was the right thing to do.
So maybe that's a past life thing because I believe I believe in all that stuff. That's why we love Sondra Jennings.
Oh, thank you.
Because you go back generations, millennial years, whatever you want to call it, decades, lifetimes, moons. And I love when you come on and you just kind of go into, I have to stop you sometimes, but you go off and like, meh.
Well, so, what's going on in the heavens is always interesting because we're affected by it whether we realize it or not. And like I told you earlier, when we're moving toward the new moon, every 28 days, the sun and the moon meet at the same sign and the same degree and the same minute. And it's the beginning of a lunar month. So we're going to have the beginning of the Taurus lunar month on the 7th. And at that time, half the planets in the sky, if I include the sun and the moon, are going to be in the sign of Taurus. That's a lot. That's a lot of earth energy. And we'll feel so much more grounded as a result, so much more practical and at peace.
Good.
And have a need to simplify our lives and to enjoy the fruit of the senses, enjoy what things smell like, enjoy wonderful tastes and beautiful sights, traditional beauty, the sense of touch. All of the senses are going to be stronger during this time period because that's what Taurus rules, is enjoyment of the physical body and the senses. But something else that's very important with Taurus, we think Taurus, okay, the bullion. Taurus has a tremendous link with manifesting money and things that are of value. So we want to know where that new moon is going to be in our birth chart. It's going to be at 18 degrees of Taurus. So you find that place in your birth chart, and wherever it's located by house, because that's how astrological charts are divided up, that's the area of your life where you can manifest more money. There's a possibility that a gift of the heavens will come to you at that time, because the two beneficial planets, Venus and Jupiter, are in Taurus at the time of the new moon. So it's like a big blast of positive, helpful ease, grace, and good fortune for this new moon. It's fabulous. Many of us are already feeling it at certain areas in our chart, if any of the fixed signs, which Taurus is the first fixed sign.
So what does it mean by fixed sign? Share with us fixed
sign. Unchanging energy, like a rock, like a mountain. Where you manifest this power of that's inside of you, and you can attract things to you that you need. The different signs of the zodiac are divided by elements, by earth, air, and water,
okay,
and by a mode, how they operate, which is cardinal, which is action, being active, starting things out, fixed signs, which is unchanging, embodying something, so successful. Why change? I'm doing the right thing. I'm not going to alter my pattern. Or mutable signs. Mutable signs can go with the flow. Whatever's going on, they can be successful with it. What happened? I turned my ankle. I broke my leg. I'm still getting on that plane. I can still go sing before thousands. You know, nothing stops them. So Taurus is an earth sign, practical, grounded, and dependable, and serene, harmonious, and is a fixed sign, unchanging. That can mean stubborn. That can mean you, if someone that is one of the fixed signs like a Taurus, they have a pathway, a way of dealing with life that is good for them. So why change? So they embody it, and they can attract to them the things that they need. They don't always have to go out and climb trees climb mountains or chop down trees. They can attract what is needed. And again, Taurus, every sign is ruled by a planet, and Venus rules Taurus. Venus is the goddess of attraction, love and beauty, harmony, and healing. So
fabulous.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is. All of those things are going to be strong during this lunar month that starts on the 7th.
All right, so Maria is March 2nd. Mm-hmm. What is that sign?
Are you Aries or Pisces? Okay, Pisces.
I'm a water girl.
Water sign. So water signs, they're mutable. They go with the flow.
Okay.
Whatever happens, you can deal with it. Whatever kind of unusual circumstance gets thrown at you, you rise to the top and you go, I can deal with this. I can prosper. I can fix it. I can make it fly. I'm the go-to person. So the mutable signs have a lot of talent in that regard. A fixed sign, it's like you have to do it their way. As long as they're in their bailiwick, they're going to be good. But a mutable sign can, you know, has talents to be flexible and try just about anything and succeed.
And how about May 21st, which is, you've done my chart before, and I'm Gemini Taurus. I'm on the cusp. You know, it has to be complicated. You know, it can't just be, you know.
It's
in the middle of the month. It's got to be on the cusp.
Every chart is complicated. Every chart has its own special frequency depending on where the sun, the moon, and the planets are located and how they are attached to north, south, east, and west, because those are the guideposts of the heavens, and they have electromagnetic quality. So there's a planet on the horizon when you were born. It's going to manifest with more strength in your chart. So when you're on the cusp, you can pick up the energy from the sign ahead of you and behind you. Mm. You might be a little harder to pin down, but you have the skill, almost like a chameleon. You can be this way or you can be that way, which can't, you know, it's nice to have, be multi-talented, not to be pigeonholed. But when I'm talking and showing anyone their chart or interpreting it, I say there's three things that you want to learn about your chart that are going to be important. Where the sun is located, what sign it is, because that's your heart. The sun rules the heart. It's the heart of our solar system. And it's your ego and your soul, the person you know yourself to be in the daylight hours, your conscious awareness. And that's how you express yourself in the most true and authentic fashion. You want to know that. You want to know your moon sign, because that's how you react emotionally to circumstances around you. Your moon sign, it represents what's going on at night when the lights are out, that intuitive psychic ability that happens when the sun goes down. Everyone feels a little more sensitive in the dark. They can pick up vibrations and emotional resonance that they can't do in the daytime because the sun is very loud. And then there's the sign on the ascendant on the eastern horizon when you were born. And that's like a filter of energy that can affect your appearance and how other people see you. And maybe it's not how you know yourself, not how you authentically express yourself, but it's how other people may see you. You know how someone say, oh, I never knew you were a Taurus, or I never knew you were a Pisces. I thought you were a Gemini. I thought you were a Sagittarius. Well, that was probably your rising sign, because that's like a facade that you can put on any time that you are out in public. And sometimes you want a facade. Sometimes you don't want people to know what you're really thinking or what you're really feeling.
So we're going to take a break, and we are here, if you're just tuning in here on North State Now, this is Linda Bott. Sandra Jennings, our astrologer, is talking about, well, you're going to have to tune in and wait till the next segment, because we're going to be talking about good things happening in May. And my good friend Maria Orozco is my co-host. Christina's at the helm. Chime in if you need questions or you want questions. But we've got more chart stuff happening here, and don't you find this fascinating?
I'm just staring.
I know.
I'm absorbing it.
I know, because it's just huge.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Linda Bott, and by the way, I went and had a vitamin infusion today at Shasta Meadows Wellness, and I, you know, Dr. Taggart does this, and I really feel like at this stage of my life that my vitamin infusions really help me think better, feel better. I need the energy. And, so, you know, if you're ever thinking about doing something like that, check out, Dr. Taggart at Shasta Wellness. We'll be right back. Yeah.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
A fight with the headphone. Okay, keep playing that. Play, girl. Girl, keep playing.
Thank you, Cher.
Taurus. She's a Taurus baby.
The Taurus rules the throat. The finest singers are sun sign Taurus.
Oh, okay. So I'm giving my age away. I don't really care. So when Sonny and Cher would be on and I was in high school, I would come home and it would be like, I would pour over, like, what's she wearing tonight? What's she wearing tonight? And she would have those long, and she would do that with her. Oh, my God! She just had her whole vibe going on, right?
What mystique she had. And that's ruled by Venus. Was she attractive? Venus can attract. So, and we're going through that. It's a Venusian period of time, a lunar
Venusian
month. Yes, starting on the 7th.
Ooh, I like that. Okay, so ask away.
I'm just interested in seeing what she's going to say about your chart.
Oh, okay.
She did your chart.
Well, she did for, like, right now. I mean, we talked about I've had Sandra do my year, like, on my birthday, which is, like, in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So when I start to get, I'm not feeling it right now, but usually I get super morose around my birthday. Like, and that's why I've created concerts.
Mm-hmm.
I've done things that takes my mind off of, not because I feel sad that I'm changing or that I'm going to another year. Because I say my age out loud now because I'm like, you know. Maybe there was a time in my life I felt like 43 was a big one because I realized I didn't have children and that my window was closing.
Mm-hmm.
So 43 would have been like 43 to 45. And then 50 was fun. And I'm just like, I don't care. I mean, I just want to be, look as good and have fun and be with lovely people. And I just want to be around happiness. You know what I mean?
And enjoy life. Drama
yeah,
free.
Yeah. Animals are like taking my time and I'm okay with it. You know, I love it. And my friends, just joyful.
They live in the moment.
Yeah,
they live in the moment.
Yeah. That's completely her though. That's what draws everybody to Linda Bott is she's adorable. She's kind. She's also funny and weird.
I am weird.
And that is exactly why I'm so drawn to her, because she can talk to me in ways and I can open up to her.
Yeah.
But I don't open up to a lot of people.
Oh, Maria, that just touches my heart. Because we have a code.
We do.
And I think that you have a few people in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You have a code. You don't have to, you know, follow up and say, I said, I'm sorry, don't ever tell. No,
mm-mm.
Because we already know. It's called the code of silence.
Yep.
And whatever you do, it's like, that's your thing. And yeah, because I am weird. And then you have to kind of not be weird in certain things. And I'm just weird. And I'm a loner a lot of times.
Me too. Weird and lonely. Lonely.
Yeah. You know,
loner.
Like a loner. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I like my solace. I love to take that Sacramento drive, throw on the 80s as loud as I can and just be by myself. I do. Just
yeah.
That's my thing.
A drive, but does
weird
it.
Is me, 100%. 100%. But people don't know that.
No.
I am pretty silly
and
goofy, but I'm serious, but I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So a lot of times people say, oh, gee, did I say something? And I'm like, no, but I'm really fascinated and thinking about it. So I kind of.
So I'm watching your face, watching Sandra.
Yeah.
And I'm loving that because she's looking at you as if the sky's opening up and there's a newness and an energy that you do bring, Sandra. So
thank
we're doing
you.
A little love fest here, a little
thank
triangle
you,
love
thank
fest.
You. It's and a three-way.
Four-way with Buford and fifth-way with Christina. I want to ask this question because we've done the love fest, but there's just some weird stuff going on right now with, you know, with our planet jumbled and protesting and rights not being taken away and all that stuff. So I know that's in the planets.
Sure is. So I can explain it.
Okay, please.
The planets that we don't, that we can't see with the naked eye, the outer planets, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, they have an effect on the entire world and everybody in it. And right now, the planet Uranus is in a configuration with the largest planet in the solar system, with Jupiter. And Uranus is about freedom and about a little bit acting on the wild side, and has to do with rebellion. And when Uranus was discovered was in the 1780s, when there were revolutions in different countries all over the world, French Revolution, American Revolution, etc., because revolution is one of the things that Uranus is known for, revolution and technology.
Mm.
And they're both in Taurus, Uranus and Jupiter. Jupiter, the largest planet in the solar system, every time it's in a relationship with another planet, it magnifies the qualities that that other planet embodies. So this rebellious spirit is what is magnified right now. And everyone in the world is feeling it. We're all touched by it. And we're all thinking, where is something traditional that makes sense? Where are values that we've grown up with? Why are people acting out, doing things that seem to be so destructive to everything that the human race values? And that's the reason why. And there also is a predominance of technology right now, because Uranus also represents technology. So we're watching technology burgeon everywhere and be in charge, beginning to be in charge of everything in our lives. And human beings that like to be in touch with nature and ruled by the seasons, and ruled by the sun and the moon and, you know, family and traditional values, that's kind of behavior can be upsetting for them. People that grew up with a family and loved their family, it's uncomfortable to see people, that are in the street, coming from nowhere, don't know who they are, where did they come from, upsetting everything, upsetting school campuses, upsetting governments or businesses. And it's an upsetting energy. And we're all over the world, we're feeling it. So when Jupiter moves on past Uranus, some of this may subside, may not be so terrible. As far as the upset and people open in arms, fighting with each other for no apparent reason. You know, what are you mad about? I don't know. Who are you? I don't know. Are you involved with the school? No, I came from nowhere. It's senseless. So when Jupiter moves past this alignment, this should calm down some, but we're still going to have the predominant takeover of technology. And that's
AI.
Something, AI.
Yeah.
We can't escape that.
We talked about that last time. And so, I know, I think I'm not going to speak for Maria, but, we like progressiveness. We like progression, but we're traditional.
Yeah.
You know, we love our families. We love our home. We love the inside the walls of the trust and the food and the culture of
the safety, the stability.
Yeah. And I think that's what we find in our friendships.
Yes.
Because, we're walking out on the street and it's just a very weird, weird vibe.
Anything could happen, you think.
Yeah.
And that's not comforting. It brings anxiety. Yeah.
Very scary.
Yeah.
So I was just curious about that. But then again, there you are. And then you also said that in the election that's going to be coming up, that there's going to be stuff that's happening where we probably won't have an election.
It's entirely possible. One of the interesting things, another thing that happens when Jupiter and Uranus align, Jupiter, king of the gods, and Uranus, energetic, lightning fast energy, manifested quickly, there may be strong manifestations of truth. Many truths, things will come out. Mm-hmm. Stories that have been hidden for a long period of time will suddenly manifest during this time and before the election. Well, we're seeing some of that.
Well, I want to just shift that for a little bit. When we talked about tradition, we talked about things that make our heart feel full. And I've got to say that at the Reading Rodeo this year, the sponsorships for the rodeo are off the chart. They've never been more people that want to be involved. We've got sold out radio flats on Saturday and Friday. And on Wednesday night, they started this last year, and it was breathtaking. And I think a lot of people feel like if you can touch into something from history and respect it and honor it, no matter what happened, because we some of our history is not exactly pretty to think about. Native American night, Wednesday night, Redding Rancheria.
Lovely.
So they're going to be coming out in their regalia, mm-hmm. and they're going to be dancing, and then a woman by the name of Dove sings America the Beautiful. And what else do we have in store?
We have Dove. We have Leon Benner, who has served, and he'll be walking out the flag. We'll have Chairman Jack Potter Jr. offering the prayer. Tracy will be welcoming, and we'll have about 300 or 400 of our staff, and our Wind River Resort and Casino does their top 100 employees and treats them to that night. So the first night, kind of last year, was kind of put together rather quickly with the Rodeo Association saying, hey, you know what, we need to partner. And we said, oh, absolutely, a new venue. Well, let's mm-hmm. partner in two ways. We'll partner with featuring Native American Night, and we will host the Stillwater Powwow in October. Wow, what a fantastic, fabulous partnership with from the Redding Rodeo Association to the Redding Rancheria, because that makes my heart so happy see all of the traditional, you know, dancing, plus seeing, you know, the bull riding and then being able to showcase what the history and culture is of the Redding Rancheria, what they've been through, where they, you know, they've been here, they're here, all tribes. Mm-hmm. And to be able to show them, this is what you can see now in October, because quite a few people didn't know that we've hosted the Stillwater Powwow for over 20 years. So it's our way to show, hey, this is who we are. We bring in Native Americans from Canada and all over the United States to come and showcase where they're from, who they are, and they're from elders to their children. Is so beautiful. It's just beautiful. And to me, that partnership fills my heart with joy, because, you know, being a grandma, I want him to be able to be in a world where there is love and kindness, not, hey, you know, there's hate. Grandma, why don't these people like these people? Well, you know what? Let them be them. You just show love.
Right.
You be kind. We have to show them who we are.
Yeah.
And I mean, this, listening to all of this is, I just hope at the end of all of this, that where everything aligns, it can just go back to where we can all be kind to each other. It doesn't matter what color you are.
I agree.
Doesn't matter what weight you are, what any, just please.
Yeah. And what your orientation is.
Yes. Yes.
I might not be saying they, but I'll trust me. You know, if that's, you need they, I'll say they.
Yes.
You know, if I love you and you need that, that's what I'm going to give you. So we're going to take a break, and on that note, we'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, streaming tonight. I've got some great people with me tonight, some of my faves, Maria Roscoe, Sandra Jennings. This is Linda Bott. We'll be right back for our final segment.
We have to remember.
Giving me a million reasons, about a million reasons.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Yeah, that's for the rodeo. Thank you so much, Christina, for being great on the board tonight. And I'm here. This is Linda Bott. I'm here with Maria Roscoe, who's co-hosting with me.
Hello.
Yes. And you are, we're transfixed.
This is so exciting.
And Sandra,
thank
Jenny,
you.
Well, you've got a new fan.
Thank
yeah.
you.
And she's going to probably call you and
oh,
say,
yes.
will you do my birth chart?
Yeah,
I sure
want
will.
To. Please.
I sure will. And then I'll say, Sandra, just like for me, please just, I have to like reel you in because you, I love what you do, but you start to sing opera in German.
Because nobody knows what the terms are.
I don't. And I'm like, can you just, Blamen?
Yeah, when I'm at a fair and I give a talk, it's the secret language of astrology because it has a vocabulary all its own.
Absolutely.
And it takes, you need a translator. You need someone to decode. And that's what I do. And we were talking about things going on in the world that might be difficult to handle at the moment. And I just want to assure people, like I told you, there is a divine plan. And when I study the heavens, I can see what that divine plan is. And that's what I always want people to know, even though things seem confusing or we don't know what's going on. Why do people behave the way they do? There's a reason, there's a pattern, there's a timetable. And we're little human beings here on the earth. We don't know what it is, but our Creator knows what the pattern is and knows what our evolutionary process is.
Now, does that make you feel better?
Yes.
That was like therapy.
At the end of the tunnel, yes.
That was therapy in a, thank you, Patty Bay, therapy in a nutshell is her book. So Sandra, I said, hey, my birthday's coming up, you know, I'm not gonna ask you a question, but what are we looking at kind of roughly here for?
Well, it looks like it's gonna be a very profitable time for you, peaceful and harmonious because you, in your birth chart, the sun's in the second house of wealth, well-being, and your personal values. And there's four heavenly bodies that are in that area of the chart at the time of the new moon that is just prior to your birthday that brings that kind of Taurus quiet satisfaction deep in the soul and a sense of peace and harmony within. So that's very good. Then if I'm going to find where's the biggest change, I mentioned where I look look where Pluto is in, transiting Pluto, transiting in the sky in real time, is in your 11th house of your social life and the people that you associate with because you have similar values. There'll be a change in that and that the people that you will associate will seem to fit more with your feelings, your opinions, and there'll be more time spent with them. Where is the most serious place in your life at the time, in your birthday? I look for where, Saturn is. Saturn thought to be the last planet in the solar system before telescopes, and that the end, or the end of the solar system, even though it wasn't, but that's the last visible planet. That's where things are the most serious and responsible and are definite, have to be taken care of with responsibility, with self responsible behavior, self discipline, and that's going to be inside of your heart, inside of your soul, your secret self that no one else knows. It's that you take yourself, who you are, and what you think is really important, and you honor it, and you try to find who you are inside, not the person that you will demonstrate to the outside world, but who you are and how you feel and what makes you feel peaceful and what helps you feel the most authentic. And when you love yourself the greatest, that person is who you honor during the time around your birthday. And you take that seriously.
Oh, that's fabulous, because that is music to my ears. It's like after a while, you just get to a point, I don't know, not you, but one can get to a point where you're just like, I really want to honor my health. Working out, like, I don't mean like working out like I have to have a tight butt. I don't mean that kind of thing. It's just about making the best that I can be. Mm-hmm. And not with plastic surgery. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about
inner work.
The inner work and walks that are meaningful and reading things that are enlightening. And so that I've been hungry, like, Munja, hungry.
Raising your spirit.
Yeah.
On the inside.
Perfectly said.
Being inspired by life.
Yeah, perfectly said. So we've got, a few minutes left. Do you have, closing thoughts? You know, Maria, I love how watching your face. I told you. Please come with me tonight. Sandra's coming.
Yes. We were talking a little earlier about what's going on in the world and why does it seem disheartening? Because there are things that are confusing us or behaviors that don't seem to make sense. But we have to look at the big picture and the long period of time. Thousands of years, think about what the human race was like 10,000 years ago, 12,000 years ago, how we lived on the earth. It was different than how we live on the earth now. The type of civilization that we have now and the comfort and comfortable inventions that makes life easier, that gives us a chance to do things like go to school or study or go out in nature and just relax. It's a process of evolution that the human race has gone through. So we've evolved from that natural trying to fight for life, trying to be a hunter-gatherer, and we are dealing with society now. Well, there's another major evolutionary step that we're going to take now, and as I mentioned earlier, it's a rising of our spirits and of who we are on the inside in our heart and soul. We're going to have that opportunity to evolve to a higher level. And I said to be able to contact our angelic selves. Mm-hmm. So that's coming. That's going to be available to us. And that's a beautiful transformation. But sometimes when you're involved in a transformation like that, there has to be a purging of the dross energy. So we're going to see some of that dross energy in people that misbehave, a purging of them before this wonderful evolution comes. But any kind of holy book or spiritual discipline will tell you that we're headed for a golden age. And we truly are. It is coming.
And AI?
AI, it's something that can be a tool that can help us. And the next 20 years while Pluto is in Aquarius, we're going to be butting up, butting heads with AI, and that's going to be something where you have to purge the parts that don't work, that don't meet with humanity. We're going to, but eventually, at the end of that 20 years, while Pluto is in Aquarius, another sign that rules technology, the kinks will be worked out, and we'll be able to use technology in a way that is going to be much more in tune with the human race. But
helpful.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult for a while because computers think they run things.
Yeah. So Sandra Jennings, how does one get a hold of you?
You can contact me by phone, 530-410-3702. You can go to my website, sandrajennings.net. You can find me on Facebook by Sandra Jennings, Sandra Jennings Astrology, or Chiron Society. Is that enough ways?
Yes.
Okay,
absolutely.
Good.
And Maria Orozco, yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you. What a night.
Daughter of Jose and Yvonne.
Yes.
They're amazing.